This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It is Free Talk Live, kicking off the second hour of the program, live Saturday show, and phones are open if you want to join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. We're kind of doing some international coverage here. We started with Canada and the Rolling Thunder event that happened very successfully today in Ottawa, with thousands of people in the streets, hundreds of bikers leading the rally. Very, very interesting day there in Ottawa. But there's also some news, or I guess you just wanted to comment generally, Peoples Mountaineer, you wanted to talk about Yemen.
Mm-hmm.
Where is that place?
It's in the Levant, sort of the cradle of civilization area.
People don't talk about Yemen very much, but there's been a lot of people murdered there by various governments, including the United States, right?
Yep, and most especially the Saudi Arabian government. So there's been, I mean, what can really only be described as a genocide going on that the United States was directly involved with, was directly helping out Saudi Arabia. And then in, like, February of 2021, they pulled back and they're like, okay, because of the Jamal Khashoggi thing, the journalist that was put to death by the Saudi Arabian government.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that became a big, big story and made all the politicians look bad. So they pulled back a little. They said, okay, well, we're not going to actively help you kill all these people. We're only going to refuel your planes and provide intelligence and, you know, satellite imagery.
I'm sorry, that's not possible. The U.S. military cannot provide intelligence.
But yeah, information on how to effectively kill more people.
The interesting thing to me, and you know, if I'm wrong, let me know, was I read yesterday that while everybody's up in arms about the Ukraine, and everybody, at least on social media, knows that the Ukrainian flag is blue and yellow, that something like 10 times the people have died in the conflict in Yemen,
mm-hmm.
and nobody on social media knows what the colors of the Yemen flag are, because nobody's changed their profile pic to it.
Honestly, I have literally never heard about Yemen from a non-libertarian source. Like, it simply is not mentioned.
I believe I have seen the Yemen flag on some libertarian profiles on social media.
Okay.
Yeah.
I did not realize it was the Yemen flag until just tonight when I actually looked it up.
Oh, that's what that is. Oh.
I thought, oh, it must be the Russian flag, but no, it was the Yemen flag.
What did we discover it was? Red, white, and black? Is that
red, white, and black. Okay. And the Russian flag is red, blue, and white, so similar.
Mm-hmm. So the fact that America sort of pulled back on its assistance of Saudi Arabia has really upset them.
And the Saudis, you mean?
Yes, the Saudis. And to the point that they have been in talks with starting to sell their oil for not dollars, which is actually a really important deal.
That was them that was talking to China about that, right?
That's right, exactly, which they never would have even talked to China about this if America was still supporting them militarily the way that they were.
Right, and didn't Joe Biden try to call up the Crown Prince and he wouldn't even take his phone call?
That's correct.
Yeah,
yeah, they haven't spoken in quite a while. He's repeatedly tried to get a hold of him, and they're just not even picking up.
Yeah, it's very interesting. So what have you heard recently about Yemen?
Well, so for the last month or so, it's been the month of Ramadan, and mm-hmm. These are both Muslim nations.
Right.
So it's been sort of a month-long extended version of, there's that story of how in World War II at Christmas they just like all refused to kill each other,
right,
and like met each other in the battlefield and like played soccer because
and then went back to killing each other
right,
later.
And then, right, it's very much like that, only it's the entire month of Ramadan has been a ceasefire, and they have said that they're going to continue the peace talks and that they are definitely going to have the ceasefire for at least another month.
Hmm.
And I just want, you know, everyone out there, like, if you believe in prayer, like, say a prayer for peace that actually goes through, because I am concerned that when Ramadan is over, that they are going to be tempted to go back to their genocidal, murderous ways. So I just.
So what has the Saudi Arabian government got against Yemen, the people there?
So they're the wrong kind of Muslims.
I was going to ask that. Is it Sunni versus Shia?
Yep.
Which
weird.
Side?
So wait, Shia. It's a religious war?
Yeah.
Oh, well, weird.
Always
that never happens.
Right? Yeah, it's just their version of the whole, you know, Protestant versus Catholic, and let's, you know, firebomb each other's homes over it. Only, you know, modern and with modern technology to do it. But the fact that there has been this ceasefire is you know, really good news in a world that is sorely needing some extra good news. And hopefully that's going to continue for the next month because, like, I know that it's possible that the U.S. is going to go, well, you know, we really, really need Saudi Arabia to be our friends, and we really need to sell some extra guns, because that's what the U.S. does, is sell a lot of guns to everybody. And even if we have to give you the money to buy our guns, we'll sell you those guns. So I'm honestly concerned that the U.S. is going to make a shift and start, you know, supporting their destruction in Yemen again, and that might be enough to get them to go, well, Ramadan's over, and we still want to kill all of you, so... So, you know, I do, however, think that our being aware of this does change how likely that is. It's one of those, like, when people are watching certain things, they are less likely to pull a fast one, you know?
True, unless, of course, they are choosing to be ignorant of what one side or the other is doing, which, of course, we're seeing in the Ukraine situation, where people are watching, quote-unquote, but they're only watching whatever it is the government or the mainstream media tells them.
You're touching on something, and that is war is becoming a spectator sport. Right? Much like...
Yeah, where they take a team and they go, rah-rah team.
Yep.
The other team's bad.
Much like, you know, NFL football or
NBA basketball.
Well,
wasn't it always like that, at least in our lifetimes?
Well, I mean, to some extent, sure. If you look at the old... colonial version of war, where it was, you know, the red team over here and the blue team over here, and they line up in a perfect line, and they point their guns at each other, and everybody else standing around can watch without fear of getting shot.
Well, but even in that case, you know, they'd still torch buildings and destroy towns or whatever. So you could have gotten caught up if you were alive back then in whatever was going on. Whereas now the wars are all outside of the United States and it's much more of a spectator.
It's interesting to me because Gulf War One back in 91, I think. CNN had embedded reporters with the troops, and they were, you know, live casting from inside of, like, actual trucks and convoys, supply missions, and that kind of a thing. And they had graphs and charts, and it was, I mean, they were making a video game out of the war. And for whatever reason, after that particular conflict, the news got away from doing all of that. Now, some say it's because it was glorifying war. Well, I mean, to some extent, the politicians are going to continue to have to glorify war in order to keep it going, because if people ever found out what the actual cost was, it would end tomorrow.
Well, and that's certainly the policy that the media has put forward, because they learned their lesson from Vietnam by having all of these pictures coming back, by having, you know, footage of this. I mean, it definitely kept people glued to their television, but it got them to speak out against war.
That was
an enormous anti-war movement.
The thing about all the live televising of Gulf One was they never showed actual death. They never showed an actual explosion or a bomb landing. You know, it was always just hanging out with the troops after, you know, the thing had gone down or before. Like, okay, these guys are getting ready for a night raid, and so we're going to talk to them about what preparations they're making. And then they wouldn't show the night raid, and then they'd interview them again after. Hey, how did it go? It's like the sideline reporters on any sportscast you've seen, you know, and they always ask the same questions. That's what the news was doing to the troops who were fighting this particular battle.
they wouldn't show the bombs exploding directly, but they would have, like, CNN reporters on a rooftop or something, and then in the background you'd see the tracers on the, you know, the missiles.
Oh, yeah, you
or
could see the, what was it called, shock and awe?
Yeah.
Right? They
yeah,
certainly televised that. It looked like fireworks.
Yeah, exactly.
In a city.
Bombing in Baghdad. But you would only see, like, the roofs of the buildings. There were no actual people, because then people might start to think, oh, right, it's actual human beings who are being reduced to fragments here.
The number is 603-283-6160. Now, in Ukraine, the story that the people who support Ukraine don't want to read. We'll tell you more about that coming up. What they're up.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Iberoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's It's Free Talk Live. The phones are open. If you want to join us here, the number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Coming up, the latest of the repression going on in the so-called freedom country of Ukraine. Here tonight, it's Ian.
Nicholas Mountaineer.
And the captain.
Yes. We're getting such a free country that they can, you know, lock up all of their political opposition.
Yep, that's what we're going to get into here in just a moment. Again, the number is 603-283-6160. You can join us online, of course, anytime you want. Just head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. I want to say thanks to Ala Loca, who is a Free Talk Live supporter of the AMPS Patreon, which stands for AMP, stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. Ala Loca's gold level, which means she's doing at least $10 a month. So thank you, Ala Loca, for that level of support. We ask for $5, so really appreciate that. You get some cool benefits if you sign up over at amps.freetalklive.com. That's amps.freetalklive.com. We'll get into Ukraine in a moment, but we got David on the line in New Mexico. First up, David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, plot twist. So there's so much bad stuff to say about judges, especially here in New Mexico, that I never get around to the few good ones that probably should get a mention once in a while, because what they do is appreciated. And
good ones.
Yeah, the ones that will not talk you down, shut you down, shut you up, act like a biatch to you, whether they're male or female, abuse your rights, the ones that actually do what you think a judge should be doing, to summarize it. And so in the case of the Metro Court in Albuquerque, I found there happened to be three different examples, and I opened up the website for the Metro Court judges, and it might have discovered something here, because the ones that I were going to name, two out of the three that I was going to name as positive actually have risen to chief judge, one being Chief Judge Maria Dominguez, the chief judge of the, let's see, I forget which division she's in.
I don't believe you can rise to any level of accomplishment in the justice, so-called justice system, without being an arch statist and sending tons of peaceful people to their doom. I mean, are you just saying they're doing their so-called jobs without being an a-hole, like not yelling at somebody as they send them off to a prison camp or whatever?
Yeah, what I'm saying is that until Ian single-handedly does away with the judicial system nationwide, we're stuck with it. And as we're stuck with it, in my experience, there's some complete a-holes, and I've named a bunch of them, and I can name a bunch more that I haven't named.
Sure.
And what I'm doing is pointing out that within this system that needs some major reform, there are a few people that I have had positive experiences with on a repeated basis, and in an effort to change the system, I'm going to name them. So Chief Judge Maria Dominguez, the Chief Judge of the Metro Court in Albuquerque, and another one is Frank Cedillo. He happens to be the presiding judge of the Civil Division, and Victor Valdez.
All right, well, for anybody that's going to go to court, there you go. You, of course, you get a random choice of which judge you get there and wherever it is you go, so you can't request any of those judges, and, of course, they're all going to carry water for the state, and they're all going to do exactly what they're told to do.
I do wonder what he considers a positive experience.
I think he just means the judges. Dude's not a total a-hole,
yeah.
Right? Like, if you've been in front, thank you, David, for the call tonight. If you've been in front of judges, you know some of them are more likely to just snap. At a moment's notice, they're just going to throw you in the clink for contempt just because you looked at them the wrong way, or you had a piece of gum when you walked in the room, or whatever it is. They got a hair up their butt, and they're going to take it out on the next person they have an excuse to do that with.
Well, some people are less bad at wielding the unreasonable powers that we give these people.
Yeah. I mean, a good judge would be somebody who actually sat up there and dismissed every single case that didn't have a victim. If that judge exists out there, I will go ahead and say that is a good judge.
Well, and
I would actually stand up for somebody like that.
And David said something that continues to bother me. He brought up the word reform. Right? Now, first of all, in order for something to need reform, that, first of all, means that you've identified that whatever's going on, in this case, the judicial system, it isn't working. Mm-hmm. It's broken. It's not doing the thing that everybody thinks it's supposed to do. So then it needs to be reformed. Well, these things have all been reformed in one way or another over the course of a couple hundred years now, right? And it's still broken. So I suggest that the next time you read a newspaper or you get some sort of notice in your mail or your local publication or you get an email or something online where somebody talks about reform, just try this on for size. Just instead of pronouncing the word reform in your head as you're reading these things, put the word abolish or abolition in place of reform and see if it makes more logical sense, because it does.
Well, in the case of a court system, though, you don't want to just leave a vacuum there. What you want to do is replace it. I mean, you don't want to reform it either, because that obviously isn't working. But what we want, it's not that we don't want courts. Courts are great. Like, we need to we have disputes to resolve. What we need
is to replace this
court system with one that's voluntary.
I don't like to even refer to them as a court system, because everybody thinks government when you say court system. They can't think outside of that when they think, when you just said just now, we need courts, we need court system. Everybody who's a statist went, yeah, we do, because that's what we have. And you've confused people.
So you're suggesting arbitration instead?
What we need is a new innovation in dispute resolution.
Hmm.
Well, so, I mean, where the word came from was the court of the king, right?
Yeah.
So I think that the ideal system is one in which each and every one of us is a king. Like, I'm king, you're king.
That's what it means to be a sovereign.
Exactly.
Yes.
Each one of us being sovereign.
Or a captain.
So, like, the idea of there being a court for each of us does kind of make sense. But I can see how it's sort of, like, people see the king as the government. Like, the government is the king that owns them, and, oh, you are violating the king's peace by doing whatever actual behavior that doesn't harm anyone.
Right. And what you're suggesting, though, by, you know, okay, if we abolish government courts, right, what you're suggesting is they don't need to be replaced, because we already have the things that would replace it. We have arbitration, as Ian mentioned, right? We have other forms of dispute resolution. We can look to the past for a lot of the solutions to these things. The Irish used to have voluntary organizations known as tuatha, and they would identify somebody within each of their tuatha, their communities, if you will.
A respected person.
A respected person who was smarter than the average bear, you know, whom everybody sort of agreed on. When they couldn't solve the problems themselves, will you agree to go see this person? Yes, we will. Okay, so we have these things. They just need a chance, because government claims the monopoly on these services. So outside of things like international business law, arbitration has a very niche market for, like, corporate entities and stuff like that. It doesn't have a daily impact on anybody's lives, you know, as far as a common man is concerned. Nobody goes to another person and goes, hey, you know what, outside of libertarian circles, hey, we should arbitrate this dispute, all right? Because that's just not how it happens. Everybody looks to the government.
Well, there's a lot of corporations that if you want to interact with them, you have to agree to an arbitration.
Almost all of them.
Yeah.
It's in that contract that you didn't read.
Yep.
The terms and conditions. The number 603-283-6160. You can join us here. Share your thoughts. How do you reform, so-called, or abolish the court system? Because if you don't have something to replace it with...
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Civilian evacuations are underway at a steel plant in Mariupol, the last holdout against Russian control. The deputy commander of a Ukrainian regiment says a group of 20 women and children have left. Officials believe that up to 1,000 people have taken shelter at the plant. Evacuating civilians from there has become a point of contention between Russia and Ukraine, with Ukrainian officials accusing Russians of not abiding by the ceasefire. No fatalities have been reported in a tornado that struck Andover, Kansas. The twister moved along a 3-mile path, damaging hundreds of buildings. Emergency crews have been conducting secondary searches on Saturday, urging people to stay away from storm-damaged areas. President Trump still has to pay $10,000 a day until he comes into compliance with a subpoena from New York Attorney General Letitia James. She's been investigating his business practices. This is USA Radio News. Naomi Judd, one half of the Grammy-winning duo The Judds and the mother of Winona and Ashley Judd, has died. The daughters announced the 76-year-old's death in a statement provided to the Associated Press. The Judds were to be inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame on Sunday and had just announced an arena tour to begin in the fall, their first tour together in more than a decade. A federal judge ruled there was enough evidence to convict British socialite Ghislaine Maxwell. She was convicted of recruiting teenage girls for Jeffrey Epstein between 1994 and 2004. But the judge also handed Maxwell's legal team a victory, concluding that 3 conspiracy counts were charged for the same crime and she could only be sentenced for one. Still, the reduction of counts from 5 to 3 was not expected to have much effect on the sentencing. Maxwell could spend decades in prison, if not several years. Wall Street ended April with the Nasdaq's biggest monthly loss since 2008, and the S&P 500 recorded its worst month since the beginning of the pandemic. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. The phones are open. Live Saturday edition continuing. You can join us. The number 603-283-6160. Here tonight, it's Ian Smelmere
and Reverend Captain Kickass.
603-283-6160. We're going to get into Ukraine and the crackdown on dissent in the supposedly free country of Ukraine. That's what they keep telling us in the mainstream media. That's what Biden
Telling people in the USA, too, that it's the land of the free, home of the brave, yeah. And it's really the land of the fee and the home of the slave.
We go to more of your calls and thoughts. You can join us online, of course, at freetalklive.com. We do have a social media site. It's social.freetalklive.com. It's open source. Mastodon system is what it's based on, and it means we're running the software. It's not some sort of big tech mega corporation that's doing it. It works a lot like Twitter. In fact, that's what it was designed to do, but it's just without all the evil big tech stuff behind the scenes. So you can go and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners there and do it for free over at social.freetalklive.com. Plus, since it's federated with the rest of the mastodons out there, or most all of them, I suppose you can connect with other people on other mastodons as well. So it's not just a wild garden, as they call it. It's connected to thousands of other systems. So we go to your phone calls and thoughts. Robert is in South Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live. Robert.
Yes, I just wanted to say, you know, that I am actually impressed by the judiciousness of the United States court system. I mean, in the case of Kyle Rittenhouse, I mean, you know, they really, really considered everything. The judge did an excellent job. He did a superb job. I mean, that poor kid could have been sent to prison for the rest of his life for being very cautious and doing a great job. I mean, to hold his fire until, I mean, he if he didn't hold his fire until, he himself would have been done in. I mean, he's held his fire until, like, to the last second. I mean, was in a really, really dangerous situation. And the court recognized that.
I don't think it was the system at all that caused that justice to occur. What happened is that you had the focus of the entire country on that court, mm-hmm. so they weren't able to be unbelievably unjust like they are in every single other court case.
Yeah, that's
now,
true.
Mind you, if this had been a federal case, that wouldn't have happened.
Because you can't bring a video camera into a federal court.
Exactly.
Right. This is why we never saw any televised aspects of, what's her name?
Ghislaine Maxwell.
But yet Johnny Derp gets play all day long.
Yeah, Robert, I mean, there's nothing the government does that doesn't impress you. You've called this show a number of times, and you love lauding the state for what they do. But the reality is the so-called justice system puts peaceful people behind bars day in and day out. I mean, that's the bulk of what the justice system does.
There are more people in United States prisons than any other country has ever had in all of history. This includes the gulags, this includes, you name it, there are more people in prison in the United States of America than any other place at any other time in all of Earth's history.
Hold on, are you saying at when any one time
yes.
in any other one place? Okay, just to make sure we're not...
Yeah,
I wasn't sure I was
yeah.
clear on that.
But it's still a pretty big statement, right? For the land of the free and the home of the brave, supposedly, right? Why are so many people in prison, particularly for nonviolent crimes or crimes where there's no victim?
They need bodies in cells so they can make bigger budgets. But go ahead, Robert.
Well, you know something? I've been around the world. I've seen a lot of places and a lot of things. And I must say that all in all, the United States is... It's really not that bad by any means.
You know what you haven't seen? You haven't seen a government that earns its respect instead of creates it out of fear.
Thanks for the call tonight, Robert. Yeah, tell that to Ross Ulbricht, who's sitting right. in behind bars for a double life sentence plus 40 years for running a website. And he's not the only person out there who's being punished unjustly by this system. Now, you may be able to say that, oh, well, it's still a better system than what they might have in Saudi Arabia, where they may actually strap you to a rack and torture you.
Cut off a hand or something, right? Yeah.
Okay, fine. I'll give you that. As far as comparing tyrannies, the U.S. tyranny, at least on its face, appears to be a little less tyrannical than some of the rest of the world. But that's not worth lauding, and it's not worth cheering about, and it's not worth acting like it's something special, because it's not, because peaceful people are being put away for, in many cases, the rest of their lives, yeah. if not decades of their lives, and they have never harmed another human being.
And it's not worth respecting.
Absolutely not.
And Robert's been, you've been to a whole bunch of different countries, and I've just been right here watching this country become a worse country than this country used to be. And, like, I wasn't a huge fan of what this country was to begin with,
mm-hmm.
but it keeps getting worse and worse and worse.
Yeah, they're not releasing more and more people from prison cells. The system barely is able to reform itself. It's taken five decades now to see some minor marijuana reforms yeah. in the United States.
There are still people who are in prison for marijuana. Prison for marijuana. For something that has either been decriminalized or legalized in most of the United States now. If I'm not mistaken, correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, if you count medical.
Yeah. Like, everybody agrees across the board that marijuana is pretty much a not harmful thing.
Well, and that's the thing. They don't want you deciding how to treat your health. They want power over your health. They want to make all of the decisions yeah. about, and this is just
and that
a natural,
hasn't changed.
Yeah, and it's a natural extension of, oh, we want you to protect us. So yeah, sure. When I was growing up, it was the 9/11 means that we got to go after the terrorists and the Patriot Act and all of that. Okay, so you gave the government a whole bunch of powers to protect you. All right, well, this is the same thing in a different way. It's a different flavor of, oh, government, protect my health. And sure, sure, next it's going to be, oh, government, protect the environment from me.
Nice. And just to further illustrate the prison thing, people who were convicted of marijuana offenses in the states where it's completely legal across the board, recreational, yeah, medical, otherwise, Washington State, Colorado, those two states specifically, if you were busted for some sort of marijuana offense that landed you in prison and you're still in there, tell me why. Why are you in there? It's completely legal. The first thing they should have done when both of these states legalized this thing is released the people who were convicted of marijuana offenses. But they did not do that. Mm-hmm. They are still in frickin' jail.
And that's what proves that the point of this was never that we have actual justice. It's not that, like, you did a bad thing, therefore you're being punished. No, no. If that was the case, then we would let people out of jail when the law changes. When we go, oh, we were wrong to punish you for doing this thing. No, it is about your obedience.
Yes.
We had a rule, and you didn't obey it, so you stay right where you are.
Yeah, and it's also political. I mean, this is, the politicians are people who, when they see a parade, they run out in front of it, and they act like they were there the whole time. And the same thing, you know, they're licking their fingers, sticking it up in the wind, like, oh, people are saying they want to legalize cannabis? Well, I'm going to go for that. I'm that's now my issue. And they run with that. But no one has actually learned any lessons about prohibition here.
Yeah.
This is just a political opportunity for these politicians to stay in office, to gain some brownie points for the next election, because at the same time as we're seeing cannabis being decriminalized, in the news this week, the FDA is now going to outlaw menthol cigarettes at the national level. They also, in the last couple of years, increased the age of purchase for all cigarettes from 18 to 21 nationwide.
Mm-hmm.
They're
completely open about the fact that they are doing this because they are racist. The reason that they are illegalizing menthol cigarettes is because they have a higher usage in African American communities, and that's a and they admit, this is why we're doing it. We don't believe that African Americans can choose whether or not they smoke cigarettes. So we're going to illegalize the ones they like.
I do want to tell you guys that there is a completely 100% natural alternative to help kids today discontinue vaping. It's called cigarettes.
Well, they haven't banned vapes yet, but that's probably coming. The number is 603-283-6160, so, you know, now they're going to start putting people away for selling black market cigarettes instead of marijuana, which, of course...
Wasn't that how George Floyd started?
He was selling Lucy's.
George Floyd was selling Lucy's?
Yeah.
Wasn't it George Floyd?
I might be...
Are you thinking of the guy in New York City?
I am thinking of the guy in New York City.
I can't breathe.
Yeah.
No, that was George Floyd.
Yeah.
But they also choked out the guy in New York City. Maybe he didn't have a chance to yell, I can't breathe. More coming up here in moments. You can join us, 603-283-6160, and you can share your thoughts here on Free Talk.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages, or our extra long
Strong Neck Heating Pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. You can join us right here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. People are still in the streets in Ottawa. The numbers are down significantly from earlier today, but maybe there's going to be more out there tomorrow. We'll keep you in the loop as if this continues to develop. It was supposed to be a big day today, and don't know what else, if anything, is scheduled there. But if you missed that part of the show, you can grab it later on tonight over at freetalklive.com. We spent about the first hour on what's been going on in Canada in the last 48 hours. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Beakless Mountaineer.
And the Captain.
Now we're going to shift over to Ukraine, where the Western mainstream media and the United States federal government is painting the Ukraine government as this freedom-oriented place. Hey, this is a freedom battle. We got to defend the freedom side. Russia bad, Kremlin bad, Ukraine good, Ukraine freedom, Ukraine liberty.
Before we get into that, I do just want to offer a quick correction. I thought that Yemen was north of Saudi Arabia. It's actually south.
So. Oh, had you said that on the air? Yeah. I didn't notice it. Otherwise, I should have said something. But yeah.
Sorry about that, everybody.
No worries. So this is from Kharkiv, which is the second largest city in Ukraine. The Associated Press, surprisingly, reporting on this. Viktor appeared nervous as a masked Ukrainian security officers, or multiple officers, in full riot gear, camouflage, and weapons pushed into his cluttered apartment in the northern city of Kharkiv. His hands trembled, and he tried to cover his face. The middle-aged man came to the attention of Ukraine Security Service, the SBU, after what the authorities said were his social media posts praising
Russian President Vladimir Putin for, quote, fighting with the Nazis, unquote. He also apparently posted that he wanted regions of Ukraine to secede and labeled the national flag as a, quote, symbol of death.
Move to New Hampshire, bro.
Yeah, I was going to say, we say this stuff all the time on this show. Quote, yes, I supported the Russian invasion of Ukraine a lot, he said. I'm sorry, I have already changed my mind, he told the invading troops, trembling, his voice showing clear signs of duress in the presence of the Ukrainian security officers. Get your things and get dressed, an officer said before escorting him out of the apartment. The SBU did not reveal the man's last name, citing their investigation. So he's... Even though it was done with the Associated Press right there, they still will have no way of actually tracing this man and figuring out to which holding facility he's being kept.
This bit about social media now becoming your proxy permanent record is really frickin' disturbing, not only in this case, but in, well, every case.
Victor was one of nearly 400 people in just the Kharkiv region alone who have been detained under anti-collaboration laws enacted quickly by Ukraine's parliament and signed by President Vladimir Zelensky. You know, that freedom-loving guy that everybody's supposed to support?
Oh, yeah, liberty and democracy. That's where you have one party, right?
Offenders face just a mere up to 15 years in prison for collaborating with Russian forces or simply making public denials about Russian aggression. So if you deny publicly that the invasion is even happening, they will come to your house, kick in your door, and take you away.
We said this is happening. You have no right to tell people that it isn't.
We'll show you what an invasion looks like.
Right. Tell us that there's no invasion happening.
Anyone whose actions results in deaths could face life in prison. Or if you post anything about supporting Moscow. Quote, accountability for collaboration is inevitable, and whether it will happen tomorrow or the day after tomorrow is another question, said Zelensky. He went on saying, quote, the most important thing is that justice will be served inevitably.
And I gotta say, like, when your opponent is claiming that a bunch of people in your country want to be part of their country, and your response to this includes, well, we're gonna go ahead and lock up anyone who claims that they want to be part of your country.
That's right.
Doesn't really give you a lot of credibility.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, governments do not earn respect.
Right.
They only gain it through fear and intimidation and coercion.
Well, same old story.
Well, and I mean, there is something to be said about being motivated by fear, because, like, the reason that I get on here and talk about all of these topics, in spite of the fact that the risks are continuously increasing, is that I am terrified of what happens when people stop expressing themselves.
Yeah.
I mean, I could not be more frightened by the possibility of when we lose the ability to solve our problems by speaking.
For me, it's just a matter of when somebody says, when all this was going down, what did you actually do? Well, here I am. Right? Mm-hmm. I'm on nationally broadcast frickin' radio. I'm at least speaking out about all of this crap.
Thankfully, we can still do that.
Yeah, because there's gonna, and when we're silenced, when that happens, and if you think that it hasn't been on their minds, I beg to differ. Mm-hmm. But when that happens,
well, they did raid the studio a year ago,
a couple of times now.
Well, and people think that there's nothing they can do. I mean, like, if you really want to do something, move to New Hampshire.
If you're a libertarian,
exactly. If you really want to do something to, like, live in a world that is less controlled by government, you can do that. Or if you don't have, like, the ability or the inclination to go that far, you could at least learn how to run a cryptocurrency wallet so that you can start picking away at the infinite power that these people have.
Oh, you just reminded me about another story that I had from Ukraine where they are now prohibiting people in Ukraine, so Ukrainian folks, from using the local currency. I don't remember what it's called. It is the...
Oh, it's the...
Hrvnya.
Yeah, yeah. I had something on that as well for show prep.
Coindesk.com reporting on this one that individuals in Ukraine are now being prohibited from using the hryvnia from purchasing cryptocurrency.
Right, and in fact,
local currency.
And in fact, if they want to purchase cryptocurrency, they have to do so with a foreign currency.
Correct.
And they limit that as well.
Up to $3,400 worth per month.
Right.
Is what they can do.
Yeah.
Now, this is after... Remember at the very beginning,
so free.
Well, remember at the very beginning of this conflict, the Bitcoin got a bunch of coverage because Ukraine's government was accepting it.
And a bunch of people donated.
And a bunch of suckers, for whatever reason, you know, they just bought into this whole thing, said, oh, well, we'll just send 200 Bitcoin or whatever it was. It was like, yeah. I think it was like $200 million. Yeah. It was way more than 200 Bitcoin, but it was a lot of money's worth of Bitcoin got sent over to this government. And, you know, the Bitcoiners, some of these guys, they just... They're so starstruck by government people. It's like, oh, El Salvador, you guys like Bitcoin over there, even though the dude's a tyrant. And then now in Ukraine, oh God, we can give Bitcoin to this government? All right, let's do that. Yeah, freedom. And now they're they crack down on their own people, not even allowing their own people to purchase Bitcoin with their own local currency.
Well, and the currency thing is, like, this is the real story. Like, sure, we're talking about, like, and sure, the invasion of Ukraine is an important news story we should be talking about. Mm-hmm. But, you know, half the time we're talking about who slapped whom at the Oscars. And, like, even in the important story of the invasion of Ukraine, the actual important story is that there is a war of currencies going on right now. Because, I mean...
Right.
What's happening in Ukraine, honestly, is that NATO will fight Russia down to the last Ukrainian. That's what's happening.
Sure.
And boy, do they really want to use up some of their stockpiles of old weapons, getting Ukrainians killed so that they can, you know, spend tax money on making new weapons so they can pay back the people that put them in office in the first place. But what's really happening is a currency war. Like, the dollar hegemony has been shaken more than it has in my entire lifetime and long before that.
And Russia is finally getting closer. There was a headline at RT that was a little misleading. When you actually read the story, it revealed they weren't quite done yet. But they're getting closer to implementing their mandatory, if you're an unfriendly country, you can only buy gas
with rubles. They cut off Poland and I think it was Bulgaria.
Yeah. It was at least Poland I read about.
The restrictions, according to CoinDesk, on the crypto purchases in Ukraine are being taken, quote, to prevent unproductive outflow of capital from the country under martial law. And we talked weeks ago about when they proclaimed martial law for Ukraine, because, you know, freedom. Oh, yeah, and remember when they blocked the borders from men under the ages of 60 from being able to actually leave the country because they're expecting them to be drafted or whatever.
Right.
So, I mean, this in no way has Ukraine acted in any way like a free country would act.
You can't leave. We're rounding you up and putting you to death.
Drafting you. Right. And nor should anyone have suspected that it would act like a free country. I mean, all you have to do is look at the statistics. Ukraine and the Russian Federation are, you know, relatively close on the rankings of free countries. And when I say that, I mean they're toward the bottom of the list.
Right.
You know, like they're in the bottom half of freest countries on the planet.
I just want to remind everybody that it's not possible to kill your way to peace and freedom and compassion and that kind of a thing, particularly via government.
There's more coming up. If you want to weigh in, you can join us here. Hour 3 is on the way. Live Saturday show with you. It's 603-283-6160 if you want to join Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
GCN's policy is open forum avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.